Blog Talk Radio.
And on today's episode, we will be continuing our discussion from last week on measuring levels of consciousness from the map of consciousness available in the book, Power versus Force. Before we get started, I'd like to make a few announcements. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have group DNA activation sessions. That is one of the services we offer in our protocol of energetic cleaning, clearing, and reconnecting. So if you'd like to learn more about DNA activation or our other services, which also include advanced soul clearings, property clearings, energetic attunements, soul translation reports, human design readings, Akashic record readings, and more, please visit dnareplicate.com and also freeyourmindtoshine.com. We also have an upcoming event Quantum Light Clearing class, which is from August 28th through the 30th in Fort Myers, Florida. And for more information about how to participate in the prerequisites, please visit DNAReplicate.com for details. Also, we have a YouTube channel that is now active. Please subscribe and listen to your favorite shows or any shows that you missed in the archive. You can get to that channel by going to Laota, L-A-O-T-A, space, of the sun, O-F-T-H-E-S-U-N, on YouTube. And the link is also available in this show description. And those are all the announcements for today. I think I covered everything, and now we will bring on our host, Ms. Laota Rasul, who will give us, oh wait, I got to do the intro first. So here's a message from our sponsor, audible.com, and then we will have our book of the week.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
And now our host, Ms. Laota Rasul, will give us the book of the week, and we'll get started with our show. Ms. Laota, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Afia.
You're welcome.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to Soul Solutions, Food for the Soul. We're so happy to be back with you this week. And I'm sure this will be another happy program, as we started off that way every week. This week, our book will be the same as it was last week. It is Power Versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior by David R. Hawkins, MD, PhD. And this book is one of several books that he's produced, and we're really discussing this book in the last 2 weeks, the foundational to our understanding that your consciousness can be evaluated, it can be determined, and it can easily be determined through the method and the methodology. But what we're going through is what the different levels are, because we use this map of consciousness when I do soul translations at DNAReplicate.com. We use this as part of our experience. So this book by David Hawkins has had many reviews, and I was just looking at some of the reviews, and some of the people have said things like, it's perhaps the most important and significant book I've read in the last 10 years. This is a book you can easily get from audible.com and download it. But here's some of the other things that are said about it. Imagine, what if you had access to simple yes and no answers to any question you wish to ask, and you could demonstrate that it was true? Any question, think about it. And then someone else says, man thinks he lives by virtue of the forces that he controls, but in fact he governs by power from unrevealed sources, power over which he has no control. Particularly timely and significant contribution to understanding and dealing with the problems that we face today. And that was said by Lee Iacocca. I especially appreciate the research and presentation of the attractor patterns of business. Another person says, a beautiful gift of writing, spreading joy, love, and compassion through what is written. The fruit of these are peace. And this was written by Mother Teresa. Overwhelming masterpiece, a lifetime work. And this is by the president of the International College of Applied Kinesiology. Because we're going to be talking about determining the consciousness through that. So that book is available at audible.com, and I encourage everyone to get it. It is a little on the science side, but it's very understandable. For those of you who are listening and would like to go to your computer, you can just type in map of consciousness. You can Google it, and you can pull up the map of consciousness as we go through it with details that are not going to be on the website. So if you'd like to go along with us. Also, this is foundational to the work that we do at DNAReplicate.com, because we want to use spiritual as well as provable scientific ideas so that we're not isolating any one aspect of our consciousness, but we're using all levels of consciousness to move forward with solutions that will be beneficial for humanity. So last week we talked about the first level, which is really from 20, which would be at the level of the emotional level of shame, all the way up to courage, which is 200, which is where power first appears. And now we're going to talk a little bit more about what happens after that. And I welcome everyone who would like to call in. As usual, we're always happy to hear from you. If you'd like to make a comment or ask a question about what we're doing, or if you have something you'd like to share with us in the listening audience, by all means, feel free to call in. As I see it, sees the numbers, she'll indicate to me that you have a question, and we'll be happy to get you all in before our time is up today. We finished up with the energy level 200, which is courage, which is an emotion, a positive emotion that leads our consciousness, or is the point at which we can identify what level of consciousness we're at. And these numbers are logarithmic numbers. So these are not like just the number 200. These are numbers that are to the power, the 10th power times 300, so or higher. So these are much greater numbers than what they appear to be. But for simplicity's sake, we're using the number 200. So before I go on, I want to comment that the collective level of consciousness of mankind remained at the level of 190 for many centuries and then jumped to where it is currently at 207 within the last few decades. So this is what the research has shown. The level, the energy level we're going to start talking about today is 250, which is neutrality. Now, this is when energy becomes very positive. When we get to a level where we turn neutral, this is because it epitomizes the release from the personality and typifies the lower levels, the levels below 250, where consciousness tends to see dichotomies and to take on rigid positions and to see only the impediments in the world. The things that are black and white are polarization, positions that are constantly in division or opposition to one another. Very rigid positions become points of vulnerability. And this is when, as we all know, you know, if the wind blows, if the tree doesn't bend, it breaks. And we see this in our government, and we see a lot of resistance and opposition, and these things are barriers to growing energy. These things are dissipate. To be in that kind of field dissipates our energy. When a person is neutral, it allows some flexibility and some non-judgmental attitudes and emotions, more realistic approaches to problems. This is something that in our current government we can see that we are just coming out of a period where people took very rigid positions and now are trying to be more neutral, but they haven't really moved into it yet. So this is when we're not really, it means to be relatively unattached to the outcome, meaning that if somebody is running for president, it's not so much about that person, but more about what their deeds will be. To be somewhat, you know, you want to do what's in the best interest, but at the same time, not necessarily based on a personality. So it wouldn't be just because you like the person, but because they were doing something that was right for everyone. This is less rigid and more flexible. And this is when you don't get your own way, you don't feel like you're defeated or frightened or frustrated. At the level of neutral, a person can say, well, if I don't get the job, I'll just get another one. This is when inner confidence comes forward, when a person senses that they have power, that they aren't easily intimidated or driven to prove anything, that the expectation in life is that there are ups and downs, and that everything will be okay. One can roll with the punches at the level of 250, which is not true of the levels below, the emotional levels on the map of consciousness below 200. Most people in the field of 250, which is neutrality, have a sense of well-being, and they're confident, and they have the capacity to live in a world that they feel is relatively safe. people at this level are usually easy to get along with, and it's safe to be around them and associate with them because they're not interested in conflict, they're not interested in guilt, and they're not interested in competition. They're comfortable and basically unperturbed emotionally. This attitude of being non-judgmental also helps them not control or feel the need to control someone else's behavior. Correspondingly, due to the neutral people's value for freedom, they are difficult to control. So for all of us who recognize this level, last week Afia was mentioning that she could really identify, and I can too, from all of the levels, from shame and guilt and apathy, grief, fear, desire, anger, pride, and courage, how all of us have had some experience where we've straddled two or three of the other fields at one time or another. And as we embrace the idea of elevating ourselves and growing spiritually, generally we can see ourselves go up the emotional ladder to the stronger positions. The energy level of 310 is very important because this is the level of willingness. And this is very positive energy level, and it can be seen as a gateway to the higher levels. For instance, at the neutral level, jobs are done adequately. At the willingness level, jobs are done well. So when somebody is supposed to take on responsibilities and take care of them, if they actually follow through and successfully do it based on what they're being asked to do, not what they feel like doing, then that would be at the level of willingness. And when work is done well, there's success in all endeavors, and that's the common thread. Growth is rapid here. This is where people are chosen for advancement. Willingness implies that one has overcome inner resistance to life and is committed to participation, not just doing what is in their best interest, but wanting to participate. Below the 200 calibration, people tend to be closed-minded, but at the level 310, great openings occur. At this level, people become genuinely friendly and social and economically successful, and they it just seems to follow that you'll have money once those things happen. Willing aren't troubled by unemployment. They'll take any job when they have to create a career or self-employment for themselves. They don't feel demeaned by service jobs or by starting at the bottom. They're helpful to others and contribute to the good of society. So we all know people who are in situations where they feel like they can't do something because they feel that in that doing to move themselves forward, they would somehow be demeaned. So that would be a level below 310. And this is a level where you're willing to face some inner issues, and you're able to move blockages that would keep you from learning. At this level, self-esteem is high and is reinforced by positive feedback from society and forms of recognition and appreciation. So people who meet you will say wonderful things to you, and they will reward you by being kind to you and giving you things. Willingness is sympathetic and responsive to the needs of others. Willing people are builders and contributors to society, and with their capacity to bounce back from diversity and learn from experience, they tend to be self-correcting. So even if they're moving off into a wrong direction, their own inner compasses will bring them back and kind of give them epiphanies and help them correct. And as they let go of pride, they're willing to look at their defects and learn from others. At the level of willingness, people become excellent students. They're very easily trainable, and they can really contribute to the power of a society. So this is very important because these are the levels that many of the ones working with us at DNA Replicate are moving into these levels after having been at 200 or below, and they're moving into levels like 310 and 350, which is excellent because, remember, all of humanity, the consciousness of mankind was at 190 for centuries, and even now the majority of people on the planet are at 207. So when you look at 310 as a logarithmic number, you can see what that means. I'm only going to discuss briefly a few of the others because there were some interesting points concerning this. However, I see if you have anything, feel free to just let me know, or if you want to comment on any of this.
Okay. Right now, I'm still listening.
Okay. Well, the energy level of 350 is called acceptance. And if any of you who are following on the internet, if you look at your map of consciousness, you'll see that now you're two-thirds of the way the entire map of consciousness. So acceptance is very high. The level is 350. This is the level of awareness. A major transformation takes place with the understanding that one is oneself, the source, and the creator of the experience of one's life. Taking such responsibility is distinctive of these, of this degree of evolution, characterized by the capacity to live harmoniously with the forces of life. People at the level 200 tend to be powerless and see themselves as victims and at the mercy of life, and this stems from the belief that the source of one's unhappiness or the cause of one's problems is out there. An enormous jump takes place when one takes back their own power, and this is completed at this level with the realization that the source of happiness is within. And this is something that's very difficult for people under 200 to grapple with because all the evidence seems to point to it being outside instead of inside. Love isn't something that can be given or taken away from another, but it's created from within. So this is the point at which you don't feel like people can take away love from you, that you can create love and then have the experience of love as, and this is something that we know, love can never really be lost. It can only change the translation of how it is represented. But if you love someone and they pass away, you can still love them. Love is not lost. And it's not ever wasted. At this level, it is not to be confused with passivity, which is a symptom of apathy. Acceptance allows engagement in life on one's own terms without trying to make or conform to some agenda. There's an emotional calm that comes with acceptance. And the perception is widened as denial is transcended. So instead of being in resistance and denial, you transcend that. One now sees things without distortion or misinterpretation, and the context of experience is expanded so that one is capable of seeing the whole picture. Acceptance has to do essentially with balance, proportion, and appropriateness. An individual at the level of acceptance isn't interested in determining right or wrong, but instead in dedicating themselves to resolving issues, finding out what to do about the problem. Tough jobs don't cause discomfort or dismay for the people who are at this level. Long-term goals take precedent over short-term ones. Self-discipline and mastery are the goal. So if we could imagine a world where we were living in where our long-term goals for humanity, long-term goals for life, long-term goals for the planet were the priority of the politician, the doctors, the companies, the insurance companies, the medical companies, the vitamin companies, the scientists who work with our food. If the long-term goal was what was prominent to us, if everyone were at this level, our world would be a very different place. The level of acceptance, we are not polarized by conflict and opposition. We see that other people have the same rights that we do, and we honor equally. While lower levels characterized by being rigid, there's all kinds of problems in people forming resolutions. They can't, you know, this is when you're agreeing to disagree because no one's looking at, no one's in the same understandings. Therefore, this level is free of discrimination and intolerance. There is an awareness that equality doesn't exclude diversity. Acceptance includes rather than rejects. So this is a wonderful place to be, and many people are reaching this level in the work that we're doing, and it's a very satisfying and experience for us to watch people move through these levels as we ourselves are moving through these levels at the same time. There's much to be said about the levels of the map of consciousness and what happens at each level and how people are increase. So I want to just talk for a second about what happens when someone is at some level of, I'm looking at a chart here, when one individual is at the level of 300, that one individual counterbalances 90,000 individuals at the level below 200. So if we can think about that, if each one of us raised our goal of elevating ourselves and bringing ourselves to our highest, best self, and we could reach just the level of 300, we would counterbalance 90,000 other individuals who are at the levels below 200. And this means that they can be offset. The planet can be balanced by that. We're going to move into the level 400, and I'm going to talk about that for a minute first, though. That one individual at the level 400 counterbalances 400,000 individuals at the level below 200. So that's pretty amazing. Energy level of 400 is reason. And if you all will look on your map of consciousness, you'll see that the God view of 400 is wise. The life view is meaningful. Reason is the level that you're at. The logarithmic number that represents that is 400. The emotion would be one of understanding, and the process would be one of abstraction. So I'll explain that a little bit more. And you'll be able to see by these examples, intelligence and rationality rise to the forefront when emotionalism of the lower fields is transcended. Reason is capable of handling large, complex amounts of data, making rapid, correct decisions, of understanding the intricacies of relationships, gradations, and fine distinctions. And expert manipulation of symbols as abstract concepts becomes increasingly important. This is the level of science, medicine, and of the generally increased capacity for conceptualization and comprehension. Knowledge and education are here sought as capital. Standing the information are the main tools for accomplishing accomplishment. And this is the hallmark of the level 400. This is the level of Nobel Prize winners, great statesmen, Supreme Court justices. Well, we may have to change that. Einstein, Freud, and many other great thinkers of history also calibrate here. The shortcomings of this level involve the failure to clearly distinguish the difference between the symbols and what they represent, the confusion between the objective and the subjective world that limits the understanding of causality. At this level, it is easy to lose sight of the forest for the trees and become infatuated with the concepts and the theories that end up missing the essential point. Intellectualizing can become an end in itself, and reason is limited in that it doesn't afford the capacity for the discernment of the essence or the critical point of the complex issue. Reason does not, of itself, provide the guide to truth. It produces massive amounts of information and documentation, like a computer, but lacks the capacity to resolve discrepancies in the data and the conclusions. All philosophical arguments sound convincing on their own, although reason is highly effective as in the technical world where there are many methodologies and logic dominate. Reason itself is paradoxical and is the major block to reaching higher levels of consciousness. Transcending this level is relatively uncommon in our society. So the majority of people who are working on themselves and are working to elevate themselves and to transcend the third dimensional paradigm often move all the way up through 400, but it is very rare for anyone to reach above that. So I'm going to ask to see if we can take a break now, and we'll come back and continue. And if you have any questions, you can join us.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
Thank you, Asiya.
You're welcome.
So now we're at the level the energy level of 500. And this is a level that we have a lot of discussion about at DNA Replicate. Many people are asking about not really understanding what love represents and what love means. But I'm going to give some descriptions that are used in this work so that you can see some of the ways that we may have misunderstood the idea of love. But first, I'd like to share with you that one individual at the level 500 counterbalances 750,000 individuals below the level of 200. So all of the implications of that is that for one of us to raise above what the norm is in the third dimension, to raise to the level of love, for one of us to get there, we can carry or offset the depressing, sad, unhappy energy of 750,000 individuals. It's just mind-blowing that each of us are so significant and important that that could happen. In the mass media and the way that love is depicted in the mass media is not what this level is about. What the world generally refers to as love is intense emotional condition combining physical attraction, possessiveness, control, addiction, eroticism, and novelty. It's usually fragile and fluctuating, waxing and waning, with varying conditions. When frustrated, this emotion often reveals an underlying anger and a dependency that it has masked. What love can turn to is hate in the common perception, but here the addictive sentimentality is likely what's being spoken about rather than what love that we're talking about here is. There probably never was actual love in such a relationship, for hate stems from pride, not love. Level 500 is characterized by the development of love that is unconditional, unchanging, and permanent. It doesn't fluctuate. Its source isn't dependent on external factors. Loving is a state of being. It's a forgiving, nurturing, and supportive way of relating to the world. Love isn't intellectual, and it doesn't proceed from the mind. It emanates from the heart. It has the capacity to lift others and accomplish great feats because of its purity of motive. As this level of development, the capacity to discern the essence becomes predominant. The core of an issue becomes the center focus. As reason is bypassed, there arises the capacity for instantaneous recognition of the totality of the problem and the major expansion of context, especially regarding time and process. Reason deals only with the particulars, whereas love deals with the entireties. This ability, as ascribed to intuition, is the capacity for instantaneous understanding without resorting to sequential symbol processing. This apparently abstract phenomena is, in fact, quite concrete. It's accompanied by a measurable release of endorphins in the brain. So we can measure, we can scientifically measure with tools that exist today when someone is in this state of not sexual or emotional love, but in this state of consciousness that we're calling love. So it is very measurable. So this is not something that a person says, well, you know, I hate everybody, but I'm really a person who's all about love. We can actually measure it and identify it. Love takes no position and thus is global, rising above separation. It's then possible to be one with another, which is what we hear people saying when they say namaste, or when you hear something, you hear me say in Lakesh, this is this recognition of joining with another. And then there are no barriers. Love is therefore inclusive and expands the sense of self progressively. Love focuses on the goodness of life in all of its expressions and arguments. That which is positive, it dissolves negativity by recontextualizing it rather than by attacking it. At this level of true happiness, but although the world is fascinated with the subject of love, and all viable religions calibrated at least 500 or above, It's interesting to note that only 0.4% of the world's population ever reaches this level of evolution and consciousness. So this may help people who are questioning, you know, that we all hear so much about love, and many people are not clear at all on what's being spoken about because they know that it's not the things that they're seeing on television. Now, the next level, which is the energy level of 540, is joy. One individual at the level 600, which is between 500 and 600, so this is just below 540 is joy, which is just below that, counterbalances 10 million individuals below that level. So if you can just imagine for a moment that if we were all, if our goal was to reach this, and part of the reason that we're doing this segment, two segments on this idea, is that once you know where you can go, it becomes more possible for you to get there. So once you know what the characteristics are, once you know that there is a map, once you know that you can move up the map, once you know that you can use your will and your own energy and power to move forward, then you can. That's part of the reason that we're doing this, is that those of you who are interested in this kind of evolution can move to these areas by knowing it and holding it in your mind and asking for the experiences that will move you up, and then you actually become someone who is saving people who are at a lower level. And every person who comes up to a level, it changes the platform on which we all stand, and everyone is elevated. So it's quite amazing that one individual at the level 600 counterbalances 10 million other individuals below 200. It's just an astounding fact. So we're at 540, which is just below the 600 mark I just talked about. As love becomes more and more unconditional, it begins to be experienced as inner joy. This isn't the sudden joy of a pleasurable turn of events. It's a constant complement to all activities. Joy rises from within each moment of existence rather than from any other source. 540 is also the level of healing and of the spiritually based self-help groups. From level 540 up is the domain of saints and advanced spiritual students and healers, a capacity for enormous patience and persistence of a positive attitude in the face of prolonged adversity is characterized by this energy field. The hallmark of this state is compassion. People who have obtained this level have a notable effect on others, and they're capable of prolonged, open, visual gaze, which includes a state of love and peace. At the high 500s, the world sees, the world one sees is illuminated by the exquisite beauty and perfection of creation. Everything happens effortlessly, synchronistically, and in a world where everything in it seems to be an expression of love and divinity. Individuals will merge into divine will. A presence is felt whose power facilitates phenomena outside the conventional expectations of reality, and these things are termed miraculous by the ordinary observer. These phenomena represent the power of the energy field and not the individual. One's sense of responsibility for others is at a level that is different, a different quality from that shown at the lower levels. There's a desire to use one's state of consciousness for the benefit of life itself rather than for any particular individuals. This capacity to love many people simultaneously is accompanied by the discovery that the more one loves, the more one can love. Near-death experiences are characteristically transformative in their effect, having frequently allowed people to experience this energy level between 540 and 600. So this is all very important for us to have in our minds, to know that we, each of us, has the capacity to move up, that we have to remember that when we choose fear is a choice, when we choose sadness or when we choose shame or guilt, these are choices we are making. So just like we can choose that, we can choose willingness and we can choose love and we can choose joy and we can choose peace. So the next level, which is 600, which represents peace, I'm going to look and see what that represents. Okay. So one individual at level 600 counterbalances 10 million individuals below level 200. And that's a very interesting understanding when you think about how many millions of people there are on the planet. So the energy level 600, which is peace, is associated with the experience designated in terms such as transcendence or self-realized or God consciousness. So when we hear those terms, we're talking at the level 600, which is the level of peace. It is extremely rare, and it's obtained by only one in every 10 million people. When this state is reached, the distinction between subject and object disappear, and there is no specific vocal point of perception. Not uncommonly, individuals at this level remove themselves from the world as the state of bliss that ensures and precludes ordinary activity. Some become spiritual teachers, others work anonymously for the betterment of humankind, and a few become great geniuses in their respective fields and make major contributions to society. These people are generally known as saints and usually are officially designated as such because this is something that is measurable and it can be seen, and people do call for them to be recognized as such. Although at this level, formal religion is commonly transcended and is usually replaced by pure spirituality out of which all religions originate. Perception at the level 600 and above is sometimes reported as occurring in slow motion, suspended in time and space. Nothing is stationary. All is alive and radiant. Although this world is the same as the one by which all the rest of us are living, it becomes a continuous flowing and evolving into an exquisite, coordinated evolutionary dance in which significant and source are overwhelming. This awesome revelation takes place in a non-rational kind of way, so that there is an infinite silence in the mind, which has stopped conceptualizing. That which is witnessing and that which is witnessed take on the same identity, and the observer dissolves into the landscape and becomes equally the observed. Everything is connected to everything else by the presence which is infinite, exquisitely gentle, and rock solid. Great works of art, music, and architecture are calibrated between 600 and 700 and can transport us temporarily to higher levels of consciousness and are universally recognized as inspirational and timeless. So this really speaks to the fact that all humans can see this. So now we have a map that identifies it, but also everyone can see it and they can recognize it. So they would, you know, recognize it in a person and say, this person is different than all the other people. And it's not something that, you know, you just come to and no one can determine whether it's accurate or it's not. This is the kind of thing that is overwhelmingly recognized by others. And that's why we have some people who are called ascended masters, some people who are called saints, some people who are revered and who are called upon to assist with others who are at lower levels. And now for the level 700, which is our final level that we're going to talk about on the map of consciousness, one individual at the level of 700 counterbalances 70 million individuals below the level of 200. Now, energy level 700 to 1,000 is what's considered enlightenment, and it is at this level that the great ones of history who are originated the spiritual patterns that countless other people have followed through the ages. All are associated with divinity, with which they are often identified. So some of these people are considered to be gods. Some of these people are considered to be the ones who began certain traditions that have come down through the centuries and are what we experience now as spiritual practices. They are all associated with divinity, and this is the way they are often identified. So, you know, we do know that many people and certain traditions recognize the divinity in humanity, but specifically in certain individuals. This is the level of powerful inspiration. These beings are set in the place of attractor fields that influence all of humanity. At this level, there is no longer the experience of the individual personal self separate from others. Rather, there is an identification of self with consciousness and divinity. The unmanifest is experienced as self beyond mind. This transcendence of the ego also serves by example to teach others how it can eventually be accomplished. This is the peak of the evolutionary consciousness in the human realm, and really meaning the third dimension. Great teachings uplift the masses and raise the level of awareness of all humanity. To have such a vision is called grace, and the gift to bring this into infinite is to bring this into infinite peace, described as indefinable beyond words. At this level of realization, the sense of one's existence transcends all time and individuality. There are no longer any identifications with the physical body as me, and therefore its fate is of no concern. The body is seen as merely a tool of consciousness through the intervention of mind, its prime value, that of communication. The self merges back into the self, and this is the level of non-duality or complete oneness. There is no localization of consciousness, and awareness is equally present everywhere. Great works of art depicting individuals who have reached the level of enlightenment characteristically show the teacher with a specific hand position where the palm of the hand radiates out the benediction, where you see the people with their hands facing out. So that's to radiate out into humanity this blessing. This level of divine grace calibrates up to 1,000, the highest level obtained by anyone who has lived in recorded history, to wit, the great avatars, for whom the title Lord is appropriate, are these people. So Lord Krishna, Lord Buddha, and Lord Jesus Christ. So these are some of the, this is the map of consciousness, and these ideas I wanted to bring forward today to really just so that you could see where you could go. All of this is available to all of us, but it's all a choice. Just like we choose fear, we can choose elevation. So that's why I wanted to talk about these things today. And I hope some of you will have some thoughts or want to discuss this a little bit, because it's quite interesting. And it really allows us to see that there's no limitation except in the fact that we may have been limited in what we understood, that we didn't even know it was possible for these things to happen. So I hope you all have enjoyed this, and we can talk a little bit more about it. There is something I want to talk about that comes up often, and this is the idea of people recreationally, artificially increasing their consciousness through alcohol or drugs. And this comes up often in our discussions as we work with people who are doing recreational or shamanic drugs or anything that's an artificial consciousness raiser, because all the people who do these things and all the ones I talk to are always telling me how enlightened they feel while they're high. And it's true. It is a way to raise yourself artificially to a different level so that you do feel something different. However, it becomes addictive because eventually there's a downside. It's like, you know, eating sugar. Eventually you come down from that and then you crave to be back to it, but now you've found this artificial method instead of the discipline required to change your thinking and to have different goals. And this becomes then an addiction that especially difficult to get rid of, because it really is the place in which mankind should be. We should be at these elevated, enlightened fields. However, artificial means won't keep us there, and it won't allow us to be there long enough to make significant changes in our lives. And we can tell that that's the case because we can look at all the people we know who are doing, are artificially stimulating themselves into higher fields and what happens with that. So I think that was something that many people have asked about, and I hope that the things we've talked about today will answer quite a few of the questions that have come up in the course of working with people moving from shifting from one level of consciousness to another. Also, many people who I have done soul translations for and given the map of consciousness have not really understood, just by looking at Google, they haven't really understood the significance of anything above 200. That, you know, really, once you get above 200, it's all good. Everything is moving towards greater enlightenment, considering that the majority of the human race for centuries was below 200. And even now in America, we can see by the definitions that were given that there's still many people who are in positions of power in our country now are still in these positions of polarity and resistance. And the opportunity to move forward is available to everyone on the planet, but we haven't been taught about this. So I'm bringing this forward as a way to open your minds to let you know that you can have this. You can move towards it. You just probably didn't know it existed in this way, where we can calculate it, we can identify it, and we can let you know where you are. Although most people are straddling fields. Sometimes a person is at 310, 250, and 200. You know, they've got courage, they're neutral, and they're willing, and they're not fully into that. But this, it's all right, because if you've got up to 310 and it shows up on the scale, we know that you can pull yourself the rest of the way there. So I see we're almost at the end of our session tonight, or today, and I'd like to know if you have anything that you can share with us concerning what you've learned today.
Yes, and for anyone who would like to ask a question or share anything, you can press 1. Right now we don't have any callers, but this has really helped me to understand my path in life and the things that I've experienced on my journey. And after I got my soul translations report, I did make it a goal to reach 500 by the end of the year. And it's been about a month or so now, and things have lined up in ways that I can't even explain that shows me how I will be able to reach that particular number on the map of consciousness by the end of this year. And like how you just said, once you get to 400, everything is just kind of like it just falls into place. And it just helps to give that mental clarity. This map of consciousness helps to give the mental clarity to the events that unfold in front of you in your reality. So having like this guided system and showing the frequencies and the God view and light view and all of that, to have that really helps to helps you to keep track of where you're at, and it gives you something to focus on as well, so that you don't slip back into those lower vibrational emotions, you know, because you can see you can see exactly what you're playing out if you do slip back and let something from the past come to the surface and take you out of that present moment and moving forward. So, it just explains also why, when it comes to how I express myself to the outside world, why a certain ways that I can't express myself anymore that I may have used earlier this year or last year or in 2013. I can't use those same ways of externalizing and universalizing information anymore. So I feel myself adjusting and aligning to these higher frequencies that I'm reaching, and it brings more power, it brings more gifts, it brings more into my reality that I could not have handled last year or the year before. So just overall it's like you're just tracking your expansion, and
absolutely, I'm very much in agreement. I want you to finish what your thought was, but I wanted to say yes.
Well, I was just saying it's just another aspect that I feel that everyone needs to feel complete when it comes to balancing that left aspect of us, that strategic, logical aspect, and then the right aspect of us, which is, you know, the intuition, the spiritual, everything that you can feel, you know. So bringing those two things into balance really gives you a sense of wholeness and being able to see both sides of your life. That's all I wanted to express.
Well, I'm glad you did. I think that was very pertinent and that many people will want to have a goal as well, you know, to wherever they are, to be able to, you know, have a goal for the next step. I want to mention that these correspond, the map of consciousness corresponds directly with the chakra system. And we have a new product coming out this month that is chakra therapy, which is the energy vortexes, where we're going to be making sure that everyone's chakras have the necessary therapy and all of the colors of the ultraviolet rays so that the whole body can be submerged in the color and you can pull in from the galactic center the necessary energy so that you can revitalize your chakras. So each of the levels of the map of consciousness corresponds with a different chakra. So the crown chakra corresponds with 600. The heart chakra corresponds with 500. 200 and up to the solar plexus and the lower is, while these are lower attitudes and emotions of spite, envy, resentment, and jealousy are associated with the spleen, the base chakra to do with animal survival and the absorption of what prohibits spiritual progress. Thus, all spiritual teachings usually advise against worldliness, suggesting avoidance of attachments of sex and money. The lower regions are also the center of addictions, and one can be fixated at the lower levels. Almost all of these energy fields and the behaviors associated with them now have been given rise to specific groups, you know, like there's Alcoholics Anonymous and different kinds of groups that relate to each of the chakras. And in the spiritual context, recovery is somewhat unlikely. The consciousness raising programs in general tend to take a person who feels powerless, and then when that person can come to the point, and we do this with Ho'oponopono too, when the person can come to the point where they can tell the truth, then that opens everything. So this idea of you're completely powerless until you tell the truth. So there are many different kinds of groups that exist in the self-help world who encourage people to take responsibility and acknowledge what's going on and to tell the truth. And once that happens, the person can then start to move up from the lower chakras into the higher areas, and each level corresponds to the upper spiritual levels. This is why often when we're seeing attachments and we see blockages, we see them in the lower levels where the addictions are. And generally, once a person gets to the point, and we use Ho'oponopono because it allows you to come to epiphanies, because you're talking to yourself and you're saying to yourself, you know, that you want to go deeper, and then it will allow you to see where you have been untruthful with yourself. And once that happens, breakthroughs can be made. And so the lingering influences of the fields below collapses, and great growth can take place. So I'm so happy to have brought this information. We will have a new book next week, and we will have a new topic. And if anyone has questions or comments on this, you can email us, too, and we'll answer them next week. So thank you all. And thank you, Asiya. Did you want to do the final commercial?
Yes, we can do our last commercial. And did you want to take any last-minute callers, or you want to save it for next week?
If we have one, I'll take it.
We have three, actually, so I don't know.
Okay, well, let's try it and see. Let's do it.
Okay, so we have area code 678, last four digits, 5171. Your mic is unmuted.
Greetings in Lakesh. This is Nataki.
Oh, how are you?
Hey, Nataki.
Nice to hear from you.
Well, I'm going to make mine. I don't have a question. I'm just glad that I was able to tune in today so I can allow the other two people to come in because this has been so fascinating, this information. Someone gave me this book, Power versus Force, a while back. I kind of glanced through it. I wasn't ready for it, and I laid it aside. So now I have to try and find it, to find where it is so that I can pick it up. And because this is – because I thought, you know, my whole basic understanding, I thought love would have probably been the highest level of consciousness. So this is so – this is such a – I mean, it's so awesome, this information and this awakening. And so that's all I wanted to say. I'll save the rest of my comments for the next session so the other two people can come aboard.
Thank you, Nataki. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you.
Big love.
All right. Thank you, Nataki. Our next caller is area code 502, last four digits 5354. Your mic is unmuted.
Hola, thank you. This is Sam. And
hey, Sam.
And Lakesh, Sam.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you for this moment. You still called me today, literally calling me. And based off of the reading that Lyota had did recently, it kind of put some pieces in place, the readings and everything. So I just wanted to say thank you. I'm straddling between, you know, different places, and I was just doing my whole ponopono, and I was asking for more understanding of love because you were saying that I needed to, this lifetime, really learn about love. So I appreciate the show today.
Oh, thank you very much, Sam. We're always a pleasure to hear from you. We haven't heard from you in a while. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sam, for calling in. Our last caller is area code 224, last four digits 4279. Your mic is unmuted.
Hi, Ms. Lyota. Hi, Asiya.
How
hey,
are
Stacey,
you?
Thanks for calling.
I am doing good. I'm in Arkansas.
Fantastic.
Yes, I'm down here visiting family, and I'm just enjoying myself. I'm having a ball. It's just so much love.
Fantastic.
You're down there with
all those crystals in Arkansas.
Okay, I'm not too familiar with that. Are you talking about the Ozark?
No, well, Arkansas is known for some of the most famous crystals in the world. Record keepers are only in a few places, Arkansas and in South Africa. So I was making a reference to that. But by all means, go on with whatever your comment was.
I'm at home. It's just so much love down here, and I'm just at peace, and it's like, wow. I came down here to see if I want to, you know, move here, and it's like, I don't want to go back home. I am enjoying, and I just the love is just, it's just, I can't explain it. It's just wide as the ocean.
Well, fantastic. We're so happy to see that you're having that kind of experience. And we really pray that all of us have as much love as you were experiencing.
And I'm just showering everybody with it. And that's all I have to say. Just want to say I love everybody, you know, and life is wonderful.
And thank you, Stacey. We appreciate you calling in and sharing a little love with us.
You are welcome. You are welcome.
And we look forward to hearing from you in the future. In Lakesh, Stacey.
All right. Thank you, Stacey, for calling in. And those are all of our callers.
Well, thank you, Asiya. I think this was, I'm really glad that we took 2 weeks to discuss this topic because this is a foundational, spiritual, scientific, and evidence that can be mapped and that we can use this information to do many, many, many other things. So I hope everyone who does not already have an account with Audible.com will use the code today and get the free book and listen to it. So thank you. In Lakesh, everyone.
Thank you all for tuning in and listening, and everyone have a beautiful day. In Lakesh.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service.